And Blake Hodge joins us now on the phone with an update on the trial of Maya Little. Again, as we reported right at the top of the hour, guilty verdict for defacing a public statue coming down just a few minutes ago from Judge Samantha Cabe. But Judge Cabe did continue the judgment and waived all costs and fines. So no sentence to speak of, just a guilty verdict. Blake Hodge has been on the scene in Hillsboro all day. Blake, what can you tell us about the trial?
It has been a long day hearing from both the state's witnesses and the defense witnesses here. Judge Samantha Cabe came back in from chambers. She told us about a 10, maybe 15 minutes she would go into recess and come back, and it ended up being closer to 45, and came back in and said upon sitting down that she walked back in still not totally sure with what she was going to be doing in terms of issuing a ruling there, but decided to find the guilty verdict on the charge. Technically, there is a finding of guilt, is the way it was put, but there is no punishment further from that. There's no judgment portion of it, so there's no portion of a conviction punishment associated with that. And then usually whenever there's something like that, there are costs associated with it. Those fines and fees were waived today as well, due to Maya Little's financial status, you know, being a graduate student who is currently unemployed outside of that, and those sorts of factors taken into account. A very emotional leading up to delivering that verdict from Samantha Cabe as well, talking about the different factors that we heard today from the admittance of what happened, the Maya Little taking the stand herself and saying that she did these things she was charged with, but also taking in the law of necessity that Scott Holmes proffered for a defense today was an interesting trial for sure.
So what can you tell us about the actual defense that came from Scott Holmes? What was the strategy?
Yeah, so basically what they said was they tried every legal method that they could have, and I'm saying they here, and when I do that, I mean the protesters, the people that were calling for the removal of Silence Am or added contextualization. They had done everything that they felt like they could do to accomplish those goals, and that it had been met with no action at any point throughout the process. And that means, you know, going to the Board of Trustees, going to the Board of Governors, having administrators meet with them, or trying to meet with administrators, I should say, to have a conversation about these types of things that were going on at Silent Sam, and that nothing was happening from that, and that the law of necessity stating that whatever action taken outside of the legal means is done for the greater good, because there is a greater evil or a greater damage that could be caused by inaction in that scenario.
Speaking with WCHL News Director Blake Hodge, who again was at the trial of Maya Little today in Hillsboro that just wrapped up with a guilty verdict, but a continued judgment, so no sentence, but the guilty verdict just coming down about 15 minutes ago. So the witnesses that the defense called included Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger and Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. What did they speak to?
Yeah, and it was interesting to see both of them take the stand today after we started the day with the Attorney General, a representative from the Attorney General's office, offering reasons why Chancellor Carol Holden, UNC Chapel, or UNC Police Chief for the university, Jeff McCracken, could not appear and to the subpoenas that they were served last week. Not sure when Heminger and Blue got their subpoenas, but they were here today and talked about the feeling that the town has expressed that the monument does create a public safety risk. And you can get a lot of that from what we've seen in the public eye from Chapel Hill's leadership over the last, really specifically year and a half, with the letters that have been sent talking about the public safety risk that the town feels that it creates and wanting it to be moved to a different location. So it was echoing some of that. But officially, as a witness in a criminal trial, was certainly an interesting experience.
So then finally, what does this mean going forward for Maya Little? She's got this case now resolved, but she still faces charges, disciplinary charges at UNC, right?
Right. So we have not heard any sort of update on the honor court. There's still a lot of calls from Maya Little supporters, just as there were to drop the criminal charges, to drop those honor court charges. As far as this trial goes, this was it. This was the end of of these proceedings, and since there was no kind of final conviction with punishment associated with that, it can't be appealed. So it's over for, you know, one way or the other. Basically, there's no appeal associated with this process. So Scott Holmes, the defense attorney, didn't want to go into a ton of details on that before talking with Maya right after the court hearing today. So something else, I guess, could come about. But as far as this charge, this proceeding, she is done with that. But the honor court charges are still out there, and there's still the 24 or so protesters who have been arrested since the toppling of the statue that are still working their way through the court system here in Orange County.
And I assume, in spite of the guilty verdict, the lack of a punishment means that presumably Maya Little's got to be happy about the outcome. But is that what, if or did either Maya Little or Scott Holmes say anything to reporters after the trial wrapped up?
Well, it was kind of a, you know, with it not being, we get so used to the guilty, not guilty, here's your punishment or else you're free to go, that it was a little bit of an odd moment there as that verdict was read, because nobody quite knew what to make of it other than, you know, the attorneys sitting there perhaps. But after they came out, they seemed to be, I don't think pleased would be an appropriate word for me to offer for them, but you know, Maya Little was saying there was more vindication to have been had if they would have just dropped all of the charges. But if that's where you're at after a criminal trial, then it feels like the result of the criminal trial worked its way, at least not against you, maybe not in your favor in this case, but not against you. So I think that overall, they seemed fairly content with how things turned out today, based on the fact that there is the guilty finding, but no further punishment, and, you know, the lack of the not being able to be brought back up since jeopardy is attached to this. You can't be charged on the same issues again. So there is some, at least, finality to this.
And again, that just wrapping up about 20 minutes ago now. WCHL News Director Blake Hodge, thank you so much.
Thank you.